Y'all in there, you can hear me? Hey, Clinic, thank you so much. Wow, thanks a lot for coming in and doing this for us today. In the other room right now is Clinic. We've been working all summer, very hard. All of us here have been working very hard to get you guys to come down here. And you're here. Aid, Brian, Hartley, and Carl, welcome to WFMU.
Thanks.
Hey, can we turn him up a little bit? Gil is here. Man in the mics. Can you talk to me?
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you a little better now. I'm going to turn me down and turn you up. Talk to me, Aid.
Hello.
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 Hey, we're really, really delighted you guys could make it. Now, for Aid in perspective here, today is actually Friday, September 14th.
Yeah.
And by the time folks actually listen to this, it's going to be somewhere in October, early October, and this will have long passed. When in fact, we were first expecting you on Tuesday, September 11th.
That's right, yeah.
And obviously, certain things conspired against us, and you weren't able to get down here, but amazingly, here we are. Friday, September 14th, you guys have made it. You're helping lift a really big fog around around this radio station and around this neighborhood, and I want to thank you again for that.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers to you. Now, you just played a bunch of songs. Would you like to tell us what you played?
Yeah, the first song, the second line, and the second song, Internal Wrangler, they're both from the Internal Wrangler album. The third song, Kimberly, was from the first compilation of early singles that we had out. And then the remainder, what was one B-side of the second line, Magic Boots, and two new songs, which we've just been working on, which haven't been released yet.
That was Welcome and Walking With Thee, with the two new ones?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think Walking With Thee will be our next single in England.
Great.
You know, obviously should be out here pretty soon after.
And you mentioned the second line and Internal Wrangler are from your album Internal Wrangler, which I guess was released on Domino in the UK last year.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And just came out in the US, in fact, this Tuesday, September 11th, didn't it?
Yeah.
And you guys were, I mean, just to pile, you know, tragedy on top of tragedy, you guys were, in fact, driving down from Boston on Tuesday, September 11th, sending advanced copies ahead of you of your finally released in the U.S. album, Internal Wrangler, on Tuesday. It's just, it's amazing and terrible at the same time, the kind of parallel existence you guys have been going through the past few days. And hopefully by the time this is aired, we can be able to see all this with a bit more distance perspective and hopefully levity. And again, I want to thank you guys for being here today. Now, you're headed off to Chicago after you leave here, correct?
Yeah, we're playing in Chicago tomorrow night at the Empty Bottle, and that'll be the second gig out of the dates we've been due to play.
Right. Of course, the first gig was Monday, September 10th at a club called what?
It's called the Middle East, and that was in Boston.
God. It just keeps piling up. It's really awful.
Yeah.
And three New York dates were canceled, right? Or
yeah, it was three. Yeah, there was a Domino night and a gig with Unwound and a separate gig of our own as well.
Well, there was CMJ, so two CMJ gigs, and then then
one here at Maxwell's. So you know, I suppose you just have to get by the best that you can.
And I understand that Maxwell's gig is actually to be rescheduled, and in fact when this airs we'll actually be, you know, you'll be coming back shortly after this program airs. So do you know precisely the date that you should be at Maxwell's?
Not yet, no. Well, what we're trying to do, because there was a lot of interest and people had bought tickets to come to the gigs, so you know, we're just trying to reschedule and as soon as we can do and fit it in, you know, sort of mid-October.
Yeah.
We won't find out for definite for another, say, week and a half.
Boy. Well, I hope you'll keep us in your loop, because a lot of us here were pretty disappointed that we couldn't go see Clinic at Maxwell's on Tuesday night. But so we'll be very thrilled to have you back. And again, absolutely delighted that you came by here today. Is there anything else we should know? Any upcoming dates we might want to know about or releases?
Well, I suppose just that with the, as you were saying before, that with this coming out sort of quite a while after it has done in England, that you know we've got sort of a new album which sort of recorded, which will be out pretty soon in the new year. So you know, if people hate this one, then it should be pretty bad.
Really bad timing, sure. Yeah, and yeah. Now that Domino has established themselves in the US as well as the UK, I guess the new one will be coming out very rapidly then after Internal Wranglers released here.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, I think Domino as a label is really good. It's probably like the best independent in Britain. So I think for us to have a chance to do that here and still to do it on your own terms and with, like, you know, that kind of attitude towards it, I think is brilliant. You know, it seems to... It seems to capture the imagination of people as well, rather than just something.
Right.
Here's another band on a major label which is trying to flog to death in America.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed the accolades. You guys are far and away critical favorites everywhere you look. I mean, people don't even know what to say about you. You've often been accused of having that intangible something that just makes a band like heads and shoulders above everybody else around them. And of course, we were blowing that smoke up your asses all morning when you first got here too, weren't we?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty good.
You are WFMU's favorite band, as a matter of fact. Also, Radiohead's favorite band. Congratulations on that. You're going to be touring, opening up for Radiohead in Europe, is that right?
Well, we did some gigs in Europe with them last year. And when we get back home after this, we're only back for a short time. And then we do some support dates in Japan.
Oh, in Japan you'll be, okay.
Yeah, and then after them, that's when we come back here again to the West Coast, and then hopefully back over to the East to do the rescheduled gigs.
Terrific. Well, hey, thanks again, Clinic.
All right. Thank
really,
you.
Really enjoyed having you here today. And thanks to the folks who helped get you here. Again, it's been a summer-long project to actually get you guys here. Your guy Matt Webster is here engineering, helping our guy Gil Schuster engineering as well. And thanks to Nish Batu, your tour manager, and Morgan Liebes, your US tour accomplice. And thanks to Daniel at the US New York version of Domino. Really, it's been a long, hard ride to get you here, but you guys got here. Thank you again, Clinic.
Thanks.
Cheers.